This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Hey, it's almost 20 minutes past 7 on your Wednesday. Woensdag beteken Woensdag woord vir die week. And we have a brand new voice through the month of October right here on Breakfast. It's Brandon Solomon. He's a former graphic designer, and together with his wife Candace, they are house parents to a group of men who were once homeless, addicted, or involved in gangsterism. And they are at the U-Turn Church House in Kenilworth. Been looking forward to introducing you to Brandon Solomon, and here he is. Good morning, Brandon.
Hi, good morning, Brad. Thanks so much for having me. How are you doing?
Yeah, we're well this side. Thanks. Hope you're well too.
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Fantastic. So, for Woensdag woord vir die week, we're excited to hear what God has laid on your heart to share with us this morning, and the floor is yours.
Listen, thank you so much. I'm super excited to share. Thanks once again for this privilege. I don't take this lightly. And as you mentioned, myself and my wife, I can introduce myself again. We are house parents at a home for people who used to be homeless, former drug addicts. And yeah, that is a big, most people would look at that and think like, yo, somebody is so young, like I'm 28 years old.
Yeah.
And it's something that I had to step in at a very young age. But I feel like I was called to this position. And that's really what I want to speak about this morning, is being called. Because that's what Jesus does. He calls us into different situations, into different places. And I believe he called us for this position. And even though I felt unqualified, even though I felt unworthy, like, Lord, how can you place such a young man to be responsible for these men? And he just keeps on reminding me, Brandon, I've called you for this position, and because I've called you, I qualified you. And I just walk with that remembrance, and just with that calling. And a lesson that I've learned also in this, and the one topic that I want to speak about, is denying yourself. That is one thing that I've learned, a lesson that I've learned, being a house father at Church House, serving vulnerable and broken men at this young age. It was a lesson of denying oneself. And like, as I spend this time in the month of October being able to share this word every Wednesday, I really want to speak on a topic called, but this time around, just want to place a subheading called Deny Yourself.
Yeah.
Because the one thing that's in the way of us following Jesus effectively, it's ourselves. And that's the one thing I really realized being here at Church House. Yeah. And then after my wife gave birth to our firstborn baby girl just over 8 weeks ago.
Wow.
That's when I truly, truly realized, and I'm sure many parents can also agree, that's when you actually get to experience what it truly means to deny yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Because my wife was telling me the other day, yo, Brandon, I don't even get a chance to eat when I want to go wash my hair, when I want to go wash dishes, when I want to get dressed, and then baby's crying, and then I always have to look after her, and then I always have to run after her. And that is what she would always do, and it's to take care of this little baby girl that we love so dearly. And once again, an even deeper lesson of how we should be selfless when caring for other people. I know it's a different example, thinking of your own child, but I still feel deeply in our heart when Jesus speaks about showing unconditional love to others. That is one thing that he's talking about, is denying oneself so much that you give all your interest to others, as it even says in Philippians chapter 2, verse 3 to 4, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, rather in humility value others above yourself.
Wow.
Not looking to your own interests, but each of you looking to the interests of others. And that ties in so nicely with the deny yourself scripture that we all know so well. And so, yeah, I know I don't have too long to spend with you, but the message that I want to get across is what Jesus said to his disciples when he called them. He said, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. Whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life will find it. And one thing I realized that we are called to follow Jesus, but in order to follow him, we must deny ourselves. And like I said earlier, the only thing that's in the way of us truly following Jesus, it's yourself. There's a big difference between knowing Jesus and actually following him. Because today, many people really, they know him and they heard about him, but are they really following him? And one of the main reasons we do not follow Jesus is because of fear. And that's one thing that I've realized, like the fear of the unknown. And that is actually what is usually what he calls us into. It's out of our comfort zone. It's into a lifestyle where faith is needed each and every day. And that is my experience even here at Church House. And we as Christians, we should ask ourselves, are you available at his call or only at your convenience? It's because we are very comfortable, and what I'm happy about this COVID season is because it really, you know, it provoked that faith to be increased, because it was a time of unknown, it was a time of uncertainty, and I really feel we as Christians needed that to wake up and truly need the faith that we need, because we were becoming too comfortable. And it was almost like a reminder, Christians out there, believers out there, to truly follow me and be effective Christians, you really need to deny yourself. And that's what the world promotes today. Not denying yourself, but it's the comfort zone. It's easy living. So we've adapted to that comfort, and then we believe that it's him comforting us. Sometimes we believe that our comfort zone is Jesus comforting us. But we must realize that he called us into discomfort. He called his fishermen. He said, come here, fishermen. I want you to be fishermen of men. And he called them into an unknown space, into a place that they were not familiar with. They had to drop their nets, as the word says, and follow him. They had to drop what they were busy with. They had to drop their plans, their desires, all of what they were busy with, just to follow him. And we often sing the song, I gave myself away so you can use me. But do we really actually know what that means? And that's what I'm so passionate about, is just encouraging Christians to be fearless. But to be fearless, you need to be selfless. But denying yourself is a foreign term to most Christians. And we really need to get back into that. And so, yeah, I don't know how I am for time, but that's what's on my heart. I have so much more to just share about that. And if I get that chance to come back again next week, Wednesday, I really want to go deeper into this. What does that look like? What does it look like to live a practical life as a Christian with knowing that yourself is denied? Another scripture you can look at is when Paul says in Galatians 2 verse 20, I've been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. It's that flesh, it's the self that no longer lives when you are crucified with him, and he lives in you. When you understand that, you just become fearless, you become selfless, and you become more loving, and just not even worrying that much about your own interests, but knowing that when you serve others, God takes care of your interests. And when you seek that kingdom, he just adds all that you worry about, all that you desire. And that's what we've been experiencing here. I'm serving these guys that come up to sleep, living with them. Some people might see it as an inconvenience or a sacrifice, but it's so fulfilling. And I want to encourage people that go out there, seek his kingdom first. Be selfless. This fearful world needs a fearless church. This scared world needs a selfless church. Yeah. And that is the key to the corruption that we see today. So, yeah, that's from my side. I have so much more to share, but I'll give it over to you, Brad.
Thanks so much. It's the voice of Brandon Solomon. He's sharing our Wednesday Word of the Week, and you've heard he's laid a beautiful foundation. You can listen to this podcast and a reminder of those verses and more all on our website, kpulpit.co.za. You click podcast, click morning shows, go and get up and go breakfast. And next week, Brandon can continue, and we're so grateful we get to spend the whole week, a whole month of Wednesdays with him through the month of October. Thanks, Brandon. Have a great day, and take care of that wife and little one of yours.
Thanks so much, Brad. Thanks so much for the opportunity.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.